This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Guys, it is me, Harriet Rose, on FUBAR Radio. I'm here with you till 6 o'clock, playing you all the brand new bangers that are out there right now. Plus, I'm going to kick off today's show with my champion. But before all of that, let me tell you a bit about the guests we have in today, because it's a plethora. If you like good music, you need to stay locked in for the next 2 hours. I've got Cara Amani, who's hot off her tour with Rita Ora, coming in the studio. We've got Nasty C, who's performing, I believe, tomorrow in London. And he is a really exciting artist from South Africa. I can't wait to hear all about his brand new album, of which he is releasing 2 songs tomorrow, one of which features ASAP Ferg. We've also got Preston in the studio. May Muller's going to be joining us, and Rams is going to be topping off the show as our final guest. So let's kick off the show with the champion of this week. One of my favourite artists of all time, All Saints. Now, All Saints have just announced their brand spanking new album, Testament, which is going to be coming out on Friday the 13th of July. Unlucky for some, but I'd say lucky for All Saints and lucky for us. They've just released their first single today, Love Lasts Forever. It got its debut on BBC Radio 2 with the biggest TV host in the world. I was going to say Chris Moyles, but I don't mean that. But anyway, it's had its debut this morning, and it was written by Shaznay and Carr KG Gordon. It's really, 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 really good. And it's a very good sign for what's to come on Testament. Obviously, we all know the bangers Pure Shores and Black Coffee well. Mr. William Orbit, who worked on those with the girls, is back on this album. This gives me the idea that maybe it's going to go back to the beginning, and they seem to be giving the impression this is sort of going back to the early days of All Saints, this album. Fun fact for you, actually, I'm going to play Black Coffee now, but before I do, the writer, Kirsty Bertarelli, used to be Roper, she's just landed on the Sunday Times Rich List and is worth $9.65. She's more rich than Adele and J.K. Rowling combined. Whoa. But don't get too excited, because that's not all from the sales of Black Coffee, sadly. Although I would have bought it 9.65 billion times if I could, because it's such a banger. But it's actually down to the fact that she married another rich gentleman. So together, they're very rich and successful. Just thought it was a nice little fun fact to kick off the show, and also kick off with my first track celebrating my champion this week, All Saints. This is Black Coffee.
Nights on the beach, walking, always silent, never talking, then you call my name, and I know inside I love you. Sail away, I miss you more until you see the shore. There I will be waiting, anticipating. talking, always talking, never talking. Then you call my name, and I know inside I love you.
Number one singles, three hit albums, and two Brit Awards. Oh my gosh, All Saints returned in 2016. Now they're back again for another album to give us more joy than we've already had. Now, when they released their last album, Red Flag, which reached number three in the official UK albums chart, I went to see them at Heaven and they were absolutely fantastic. It was amazing. You forget actually how many wall-to-wall bangers these girls have. And then we all went FUBAR Radio to Mighty Hoopla last year and saw them perform, which was another really beautiful gig. Very massive crowd, but they managed to just, I think it takes a lot to be able to hold down a crowd like that. They were brilliant. I love them. And I'm going to play their brand new single in a second, Love Lasts Forever. By the way, we're going to Mighty Hoopla this weekend. If you're not going, you need to get a ticket because it's one of the best festivals in London. I love it very much. Guys, All Saints are back. Testament is going to be coming out Friday the 13th of July. Mel will be at London's Mighty Hoopla Festival this weekend on Sunday playing a DJ set. And they're going to be launching their new material with a gig at Brixton Electric on the 11th of July. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. But you can listen to Love Lasts Forever right now. I'm excited to hear what's going to come from Testament. Let's listen to a bit more of All Saints. And then I'm going to have some guests for you and some more music news and reviews a little bit later. This is Love Lasts Forever, All Saints.
When you're ready, you just gotta let me know. And when the time is right, I'm gonna show you. When we find
Saints, Love Lasts Forever. Very much enjoying the clapping involved in that song. I think it's got a good banging beat to it. I think that's something that's going to get bigger and bigger over the summer, plus the album's coming out in July, so we're going to have even more to be playing with. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of information about something we're really excited about at FUBAR here. So there's a new festival. It's throughout Soho Music Month. Platform London builds on the iconic cultural heritage of Soho and Carnaby with a series of events designed in collaboration with the city's young people. So you can go to www.carnaby.co.uk and find out a little bit more and sign up for tickets. But you can head to 3 Carnaby Street throughout June for Platform London's unique exploration of youth and street culture through the decades for their evolving hub, open 7 days a week. Basically, it sounds like a really exciting thing that you can just go and check out if you're into new music and you're into all kinds of music that have been kind of through the ages, touching on, there's panels, conversations, parties. The likes of Grime Daily, Doc Brown, Rock the Bells, Breaking Convention and Catalyst Management. I mean, I'd be really excited to go down to the Grime Daily one, I think. And of course, Doc Brown used to have a show here on FUBAR, so we love a bit of Doc Brown. There's also Jungle and drum and bass pioneer Jumpin' Jack Frost celebrates 25 years of V Recordings. There's loads of stuff you can do. And if you're a fan of music, you should definitely get down. www.carnaby.co.uk. There's also Ashley Walters is presenting a special day of screenings, panel discussions and workshops. If you are really interested in getting into music and it's something that you're wanting to pursue and you're not sure how to start and maybe you're doing a uni degree, this kind of thing is really important, I think. Getting a bit of knowledge into you about music from all different areas. It's from the 1st of June to the 1st of July, by the way, so you've got loads of time. So that's tomorrow, the 1st of June, isn't it? Gosh, it's crept up on us, hasn't it? This is going to be something that you can just go and enjoy, and if you like music, you're going to learn about stuff. So learning is cool, kids. Stay in school. www.carnaby.co.uk. Go and check that out. Now I'm going to play a little bit of Cardi B because we're going to get Cara Amani in a little minute. If you haven't gone and watched the new Cardi B video, I Like It, it's out now. It's beautiful. It's lovely. She looks great. It's directed by Aif Riviera, and it was shot in Miami. And you see Cardi and Bad Bunny and Balvin sort of going through the streets having a little party. It brings a very big summer vibe to you, and I think sitting there and watching this video will make you a little bit excited for what's to come. This, it kind of made me think about festivals, and it had very summery outfits. Obviously the weather in Miami might be marginally better than the weather in the UK, but you never know. It's loads of stunning costumes, plenty of dancing, a few sort of cheeky moments in there, and maybe some, there's a woman apparently, well not apparently, I've seen it, there's a woman that tosses off her ex's clothes from the bank balcony, which I think, you know, you got to get rid of that stuff, otherwise you'll be eBaying for the next 2 years. Get rid of it, babe. Cardi B's I Like It video available now. We're gonna listen to it. I know we've heard it a few times on the show. You know how much of a fan of Cardi B I am. Obviously, she's taking a little time off now because she's having a baby. But let's keep playing her songs because we love her.
I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the jeweler, I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong, I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Ferrari, hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe. Big dip on top of the roof, flexing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain.
Chambean, pero no jalan. Hola. Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. Yeah. This is the new religion, bank, Latino gang, gang, yeah.
Trato de hacer dieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. Cabrón, a ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo y Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile Charitín. Que pa'l pico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Diamond District in the chat. Set up, by, you know I'm gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Como Celia Cruz tengo el azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo, cabrón, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tenis Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara, no salgo de tu mente. Donde quiera que viajes, has escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami, es la cosa. Goza, el que mira sufre y el que toca goza. Goza, goza,
goza. I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond District in the chain. Set a fire, you know I'm gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Cardi B, I like it. Hello, Karamani.
Hello, Harriet Rose.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Really, really happy to see you.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. We just had to turn the aircon off because we've got a serious musician in the room.
I'm sorry. Honestly, any singer that is listening now will know that aircon is the...
It's a killer
of voice. It like dries out your cords and then you can't sing and then it's just...
Imagine
not great.
If you'd come in... And we'd had a great interview and then I just ruined your vocal cords. And you were like, oh yeah, that Harriet, she ruined my singing career actually with her lemon aircon.
Is it lemon?
Yeah, mate. It's got a lemon smell to it.
Well, you know.
Which is probably even worse for you.
Probably.
Oh, God. Anyway, how are you, babe? You just got off tour with Rita Ora.
Yes, just finished. Not yesterday, the day before. Yesterday, I was shooting something really cool, actually. I'll tell you about it in a sec. But,
ooh.
The Rita tour was absolutely insane. We went all over the UK and Europe. And she's honestly one of the sweetest girls I've ever met. Like, especially in this, like, she's so supportive. And it's just, it was an honour to be part of the girls tour. She's a true, like, woman supporter. And she, it's just, it was an amazing, it's an amazing thing to be a part of.
I always see as well that she really, excuse me, she really promotes you guys on her Instagram. Like, because Ray was touring with you guys as well.
Yes, my gal Ray. Big up Ray.
And you guys did a little bit of schooling together, is that
right?
We
went to, yeah, we went to Brit school together. And it's just nice, I guess, to come full circle that you see... Pardon me.
We're both having... neither of us can breathe in this room.
I think it's the aircon. No.
Let's put the aircon back on. No.
It's called aircon. We should call it air cough.
Air coughing fit. must have been nice to kind of rejoin Ray back.
It was. It was lovely. And she's so sweet and supportive as well. And she's so talented. It's just amazing to be around like-minded, creative... individuals.
Also, three girls.
Three girls, gal squad, gal power, big up the gals.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me first, what was your favourite thing about the tour? Was there a place you visited or a night, one specific show that you were like, this was my life, like everything about
Copenhagen
the show?
Was incredible. And Manchester, to be fair. Manchester always come through. Mm-hmm. They're just so like sick. Copenhagen, I don't know if you saw my Instagram, which is at Karamani, by the way, if you're listening.
Follow right now.
Karamani. Cheeky plug.
Babe, plug it up.
I put a video of the Copenhagen and it was just like thousands of people waving Aww. Lights at me. It was just amazing. And they were singing my songs back to me for the first time, which was just, it was a magical moment for me.
I think that is a beautiful moment and something you'll remember forever because that is huge.
Mm, it was huge.
You know, like people singing back your lyrics is when they know your lyrics.
That honestly, it kind of made me emotional.
You're a bit hashtag emosh.
Hashtag emosh.
So did you walk off stage and cry or did you walk off stage and like have a glass of champagne?
How had a glass work? Of champagne.
Good girl. Good girl.
Only one though.
Obviously Rita's a really well established. Only one. So good.
When you're on tour, you got to have your vocals fleeky.
Babes, what goes on tour stays on tour. I'm not getting involved. Did Rita impart, obviously she's a really well established great artist.
She is.
Did she impart any knowledge to you that you took away from the tour? Some tips and tricks that you can share with us?
She, bless her, she's so sweet. Every time she saw me, she was like, how's your voice? Is your voice okay? Like, it's nice for someone to actually ask because it's mainly just people like, right, just do that. Mm-hmm. And it's not ever really a kind of singer to singer, how's your voice holding out? Which was really sweet. Thankfully, no, it was all good. But any advice? I think she was just like, try to enjoy every moment as much as there's kind of early, really early starts. Lack of sleep. It is all worth it because it's just when you're on stage and performing your songs to people, it's like the most incredible feeling. She was just like, try and enjoy every moment because these moments are like fleeting.
I guess as well, tour is intense.
It's intense.
But yeah. When you're on it, you do kind of have to pull away from the negative sides of it and go, I'm only here for 2 weeks or whatever it is, a month. And actually, I need to make the most of every single, even though you're relentlessly performing every single day.
Yeah, exactly. You have to, like, even if you're like shattered, like by the end, I think we were all just like with these early calls. One of the lobby calls was 4 a.m.
Ew.
And I was like, that
I only go
illegal.
Home at that time, not get up.
Should have been illegal. But honestly, genuinely, it was one of the best experiences of my life. And like, I couldn't have had, like, her unbelievable fans were so welcoming and warm to me. It was just an amazing. It was amazing.
I was going to ask actually how the Rita bots treated you.
The Rita bots were insane. They were so sweet, and Rita's so sweet. She was promoting us on her Insta, and just she genuinely is a supporter of like of girls. No wonder the tour is called Girls, and her recent single is called Girls. Hashtag Girls. Yeah, go check out that record if you haven't already. It's sick. But yeah, no, they were so welcoming and warm, and just. It was just so nice to be a part of like the family.
Yeah, of course.
It's like a nice
call. I mean, you've toured as well with Madison Beer, but also this is kind of like UK, you know, Rita's huge and Madison's huge. You've started off well, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, thank you. And I toured with Ray Black as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've toured with her.
Oh, she's incredible.
She's literally like. Oh, she's just so good. It was just an honour. Like, again, she's one of the most talented UK artists at the minute, on the rise. She's so good, and like, she's so sweet as well. And we did Shepherd's Bush. That was my first time performing Shepherd's Bush Empire, which was an amazing experience. And I just look up to that. I'm like, one day I want to be doing this.
Oh, you will be, babe. You will be. And also Ray Black, I'm so excited for what's, because you know it's going to be like sick.
She's dope. She's such a talented singer, and her writing is like super craftful. Is that a word?
Craftful is a word now, Karamani.
I think
it's
I've made
a word
that up.
Now.
Is that a word?
No.
Can we check that? No, it's not. It's not part of
crafty.
The English dictionary.
Does she
Collins.
Like crafts, or is what are you trying?
Craftful.
To...
It's she's they're like well thought out.
Oh right, yeah.
That's what I meant. Craft. What was I trying to say?
Craft savvy.
That's what I was trying to say.
I don't think you were, because I made that up too. Oh, we're having a good day, aren't we? Let's talk about you now.
Still recovering from sleep from the tour. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No, you need at least 10,000. Oh, craftful is a brand new word. and they're putting it in the dictionary now, Karamani Craftful.
Sick. Thanks, Colin. Thank me for that.
Tell me a little bit about Love Just Ain't Enough.
So Love Just Ain't Enough is the title track of my debut EP, which is obviously called Love Just Ain't Enough.
Seven tracks.
It's a seven-track EP. I know that's quite a long EP.
No, that's nice. Don't think of that as badly.
No. Sorry. That was a half cough. I didn't know what that was.
Please tell me that's how you cough all the time.
Like a horse.
Yeah, love that. I'm going to incorporate that. I'm going to pretend I'm a singer and be like, turn off the aircon.
It was all the aircon. No, so Love Just Ain't Enough.
Is that's what you were playing out on tour?
Yes. I was playing a couple of songs of the EP on tour. Curve, Golden. But Love Just Ain't Enough is my most recent single.
Yeah, we're going to play it in a little minute.
Oh, yay. And it's basically about, as much as I may have loved this one person, it's not always enough to see you through in a relationship. And it's, you know, it's reliant on deeper values like hard work, sacrifice, give and take, and love isn't always just enough to see a relationship through. And I hope people can relate to that. And I don't know, I just, when I wrote it, I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of obsessed with it. I was just like, oh, I love this.
Oh, the song or the person?
Oh no, the song.
Oh right.
No, as in, you know when you write a song, well,
and you knew it was the
and
one.
You just kind of feel, you have a feeling where you just feel like this is going to be like a single and I want to release this, because I write so many songs and half of them you don't actually get to hear. Those seven are the seven that I've chosen out of the batch of songs that I've written, the seven that I think represent me the best in the best way. And when I wrote Love Just Ain't Enough, I knew I wanted it to be one of those seven.
I think that's really wonderful that you're able to be that creatively in control as well,
because
mm-hmm. not everyone is.
I'm super lucky that I get, like, I'm through everything, like even mixing, mastering, and throughout the whole play. I think, you know, when you're writing your own songs, and it's your music and you're performing these songs, you need to be happy with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, you know, some people, it doesn't mean people work any less hard. I'm just super, like, I'm a bit of a control freak.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, you know, it's sometimes I think I, like, overdo it a little bit and I'm like, okay, I need to just chill. But
you'll learn that over time.
Yeah.
You're only at the
I think
beginning
it's because it's
journey.
My first EP. I was just like, I need it exactly how I want it. Because it's been years in the making and I have to make it how I envisioned it.
Well, you can't let something out and then be like, oh God, I hate that EP.
Exactly.
Tell me about what you were doing yesterday.
So
you said you were doing something really
yesterday
exciting.
I shot a Vivo Discover.
Oh.
Which was so exciting. I posted a couple snippets of the behind the scenes on my Instagram, but it was just this... There was just so many people there. I was like, "Wow, this is a pretty damn good production."
They're amazing at Vivo. I've done a lot of stuff with Vivo.
It was just amazing, and I performed "Love Just Ain't Enough" with my band. And I'm not going to say too much about the set, what it looked like, but it was just so well thought out. And the lighting crew had been there since the day before, like literally till 1 a.m. sorting out the set. And honestly, the Vivo team are beyond lovely.
They're
like
incredible.
Every single one of them are so sweet, and it was just such an amazing experience. But it was so exciting to be part of the Vivo, like chosen as the artist. I think they only choose like two, like UK and two American artists to focus on, and they chose. I just feel honoured to be part of the Vivo family now because they're just so lovely, and I'm obsessed with all their stuff.
Well, Vivo are incredible. We are big fans here at FUBAR, and also I've worked with them a lot, and they are some of the nicest people I've ever worked with.
So lovely. I just wanted to talk to them the entire time.
Also, congratulations, because that's a huge thing.
Thank you very much.
It's a big deal for
Thank
an artist
so
to be
much.
One of the Vivo Discover artists, because they promote so much. They push artists so much. And also, you've really got the seal of approval there.
Mm.
When they say, come and be our Vivo Discover artist, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's wonderful.
It was an honour, and it was one of the most amazing days. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. I just can't wait to see it and for you guys to hear it and see it.
I'm excited. Did they have catering? Because I always like to ask about the food.
The food was insane.
Yes.
Lasagna. They had chicken legs. No, sorry, that sounded weird.
You did say that, like, weirdly,
chicken
but I know
legs.
What you
Why
mean.
Why did I say
chicken
that?
Chicken thighs, do you mean? Or chicken wings? I don't understand. Parts of a chicken. This girl's been back to back.
What's a drumstick, babe? Do you know what? It's because I've been.
Hello. Can I
had no sleep.
Can I have three chicken legs?
No. That sounded so strange. I hate myself.
No, don't worry, babe. You've been touring and you've just done a
Viva La Scamba. And I promise you, probably out of the whole tour, I've had like not much sleep. So please have some mercy. Okay. So they had amazing lasagna. They had these amazing chicken, whatever you want to call them, just chicken.
Chicken legs.
Rice. Had two pieces of lasagna, the two squares. And then they also had a Greek salad. And I'm Greek, so as soon as I saw Greek salad, I ran my head straight in that bowl.
Yummy.
Straight in the bowl, obviously, because other people were eating out of the salad.
But, well, yeah, you also didn't want to get your hair covered in Greek salad.
Exactly. And I'm quite a hairy, like, head.
Me too, babe.
So,
me too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really, number one, mostly so pleased that you were fed well, because I think that's very important.
The
in
most
life.
Important.
Good, I'm
the
glad
most,
you agree.
And being Greek, my mum would say the exact thing.
And she would be happy that you had Greek salad.
She was very happy. She texted me, she said, what have you had for lunch today? And I was like, I've had Greek salad. It feels like you're here with me.
And some chicken legs.
And some chicken legs.
You've got loads of festivals coming up. Really exciting year for you. We're going to play your brand new single now. It's been such a lovely pleasure to have you in.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm sorry we can't have you in for the whole show, but next time maybe.
Are you coming to my headline show?
Yes.
Okay, so my headline show is on the 7th of June, BBC Introducing.
I'm coming.
And it's live at the Lexington.
Wow.
Details are on my Instagram. Come down. There's only literally a couple tickets left. So if you guys want to come.
Can I come?
Yes. Of course you can come. You are welcome to come. Just message my management there and we'll sort you some tickets.
100%. Oh, yum. Haha, I don't even have to pay.
No. And yeah, so if you guys want to come down, live at the Lexington, 7th of June.
Yes.
BBC. I'm headlining BBC Introducing Show. My name's Cara Marnie. Go grab it now.
Congratulations, babe. You're smashing it. This is Love Just Ain't Enough.
You've been so wonderful.
Much. Come
You've
back
been
soon.
Wonderful. I will do. I can't wait. Thank you for having me.
And here's to chicken legs.
Ashes to ashes, passion and fantasy dreams all fall. We bid farewell to the fairy tale of when we were young. See, no one ever told us that we need more. That we need more. See, I envision this, the perfect first of many. So green, I dreamed of happy ever after, looking past the in-between times. But in the meantime, thinking love was all the answers, now I question everything I've ever known. They say love is perfect, they say love is blind, they say love is worth it, but you gotta know.
presents
Film It with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
John Travolta says working with Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst was his favourite experience. You know Limp Bizkit's my favourite band?
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Chick, so what's it all about? And where are we gonna run? Maybe we can meet up on the sun. Discretion is advised, blah blah, the virgin eyes. Meeting on the track with the method. So get your sun right, get one shot. Until you dissolve or revolve around everything you got. From out of nowhere, prepare. We're blinded by the glare. I told you not to stare, now you turned into stone. About a microphone, but don't you forget you're in the zone. So shut the up and take that shit back, cause all your shit's whack.
Do you want me to do Method Man?
Every Friday.
With Sean
Walsh
and Mark Simmons.
From 1 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome, Nasty C is in the building.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. You've just flown in from South Africa this morning.
Not even from South Africa, from Lagos, from Nigeria.
Because you're just flying everywhere now.
I'm just working, you know.
But you're everywhere. Originally from South Africa.
Yeah.
From Durban.
Durban, yeah.
I've never been to South Africa. I'm really desperate to go.
You need to come down here.
I know.
Oh, you need to come down
here. When I come, can I come and see you play?
Definitely.
Yay.
Definitely. You need to come.
So you've been here like a matter of hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your first impression? I mean, have you been here before?
It's my second time here.
Okay, so what's second your impression time. Of England? What do we give you as a vibe? Is it good, bad? What's the situation?
No, it's definitely good. I'd really like to hear more music, though. Like, I don't see people playing music in their cars. I don't hear nothing.
Where have you been? Because you need to come to where I live, because everyone plays music out loud in their cars.
Where's that? I need to go there.
We need to come to East London, mate.
Oh, I need to go there then.
Everyone
is pretty
good.
Much chilled this side, you know. Everyone's acting like a grown up.
Well, we need to get you some music as well, because is there any UK, have you heard any UK artists?
Yeah, I heard a couple. My favorite is Giggs.
Oh, great. Giggs is sick.
Yeah, but I know Stormzy. I know a lot of guys.
Yeah. Oh, sick. Is there anyone that you would, maybe you could do a little collab with Giggs?
I wanna work with Giggs, yeah, but I really wanna work with Adele.
Oh,
it's a shocker,
okay.
Right? I really wanna work with Adele. That's like my dream collab.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So talk to me about this Adele. Oh, Nasty C collab. Like, how would the song go? What would happen? Is it going to be about heartbreak? Because you know she writes a lot about heartbreak.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I have a song on my upcoming album, Strings and Bling, that's just like, it would be so perfect for her. Like, if I could get her, damn, it would just make my whole album.
Adele, I know you're listening, babe.
Damn. Adele, please, shout out. Nasty C, come through, please.
He wants you. Look, I think put it out to the universe, see what happens.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
You never know.
It's definitely going to happen.
Also, I'm into it 100%. I'm gassed for that. I really hope it happens.
You should look out for that.
Yeah, I'm going to. In fact, I just know it's going to happen.
You're going to be at the listening session with me and Adele, do like a collab EP or something.
Yeah, I'm taking 10%, by the way, because I definitely helped sort that.
Yeah, you made it happen. You made it happen.
So, Strings and Bling, your brand new album, you're releasing two songs tomorrow.
Yeah. Very exciting. King featuring ASAP Ferg,
which I'm so excited about.
Yeah. And Jungle.
I
two
really
crazy
can't
bangers.
Wait.
Crazy bangers.
Ooh, crazy bangers.
Give you chills.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about ASAP Ferg. How did you get him on King? Was that a connection? Do you know him? Or was it like, I need him on this song, let's just reach out?
He was in SA. We were co-headlining the show in SA a couple months ago. And, you know, we got together. We exchanged contacts. I sent him a couple songs. He sent it back. It's crazy.
What are you gonna sick.
Do? Yeah, we're shooting the video. We're shooting a video for King as soon as I get to New York, but I'm shooting a video for Jungle here on Sunday.
Oh, really? Yeah. What's the plan for the Jungle video then?
I just need it to be as grimy as it could get, and this is where grime lives.
Yes, it is. Yeah. This is where it was born.
Yes.
Well, welcome. I hope you get the grime that you need for this video.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
I'm also looking forward to hearing it because even I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, you haven't heard it?
No.
Have you heard King?
No, I'm not. We've not been allowed.
Oh, man.
But we are still going to play a song. We are going to play a song of yours a little bit later. But okay. I'm gassed to hear tomorrow's tracks.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to start a little bit chatting about you and where you came from and how you got into music. So, obviously, we chatted. You're from Durban.
Yeah.
And what I love, two artists that you've cited in the past as being the sort of stuff you listen to with your family, Celine Dion and Luther Vandross. I mean, what a start in life is that?
Yeah. It's just... I didn't even pay that much attention to music at the time, so it was just like subconsciously just, you know, shaping my skills, you know, in a way. But when I started making music, it was really because of Lil Wayne and T.I. There was this bus that I used to take to school every day. I was in primary school, I was in like grade 4. I used to play a lot of Lil Wayne and T.I. music videos, and I just fell in love with like the attitude, the swag, the cussing, just like the expression on its own.
Yeah, but also don't deny that Celine Dion has not affected that, because she's got swag.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, definitely. She probably inspired like my vocal side of my skill, you know, when it comes to singing and writing like those deep songs.
Please, can you do a collaboration with her? Because I would literally buy an entire album.
If she was open to it, we'd do it right now.
Yeah! Right, Celine, Adele, you know where it's at. Nasty C needs you to come down here. Yes. Let's do it at FUBAR and let's give me 10% of the profits, okay?
You're just looking to get something out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to work it for me, you know?
All right.
So you put a little video up on Instagram of you having twins.
Yeah.
Is this the twins that are coming tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
I really loved the ingenuity of that social media video.
Yeah.
You even had an actual prenatal scan.
Yeah, I was at the actual hospital. I'm dedicated, man. We're going all in with this thing. Like, this is something that really came up on just like a random day. I was just thinking, damn, since I'm treating this album like my baby and I'm putting so much effort and love into it, why don't I just make it my baby, you know? And I asked people to Photoshop my face onto like a pregnant body or something like that, and people just went crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people went crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those Photoshop things are quite weird sometimes. It's like people have got mad skills.
Yeah. Like, they even do it on their phones, which is like weird. How do you do that on your phone?
I have no idea.
Yeah, people create them.
That's crazy. But also awesome that you've got such great fans.
Mm. They interact with me every single day. That's why that's like the most fun part about this whole thing. Me and my fans have like this crazy connection where I ask them to do something, they do it. They're like a part of everything that I do on social media.
I saw you shouting out some of them to say come to the UK as well.
Yeah.
I bet they're all gonna come.
They have to. I have my fans on WhatsApp. You know that? I have like a million texts every single day.
Oh my gosh, that would stress me out so much.
It's a lot of fun. These people make my day. They're so funny.
Yeah, but doesn't it stress you up to have that like 100 on the top of the WhatsApp? I'd freak out. I'd have to open up every single one.
When my phone is like, when the connection is on, it doesn't stop buzzing. It's just like a roller coaster, just like texts coming through all the time.
That's crazy, but also really nice that you have such a dedicated fan base. Also, that you've given your WhatsApp to. That's sick. Mm-hmm. Definitely going to be getting that before you go. Now, tell me more of what we can expect from Strings and Bling. Is there any more features on there?
Yeah, but it's people that you wouldn't really know. It's two of my homegirls from South Africa. One from Durban, one from Cape Town. The one from Durban, Kyan Cruz, very talented vocalist. And then there's Rolene from Cape Town, very crazy too, insane vocalist. Strings and Blink, the strings part of it really means like connections. I have a very deep and special connection with my mother, which is somebody that I never really got to like grow up with, you know. She passed away when I was like very young, so I didn't even know anything about her. But I feel like I have such a strong connection with her, you know? So the strings part of it is just like those connections, those type of connections. And also just like people that I call when I'm in certain situations. You know when people say they pull strings? That's it. It's like friends, relationships, all that type of stuff. But also just the string instruments on the actual album, like the actual elements. And then the blinks part of it, I mean, as you can see, the drip.
You're blinging.
Yes.
It's important though, isn't it?
Very
to be blinging. I tried to bling.
You have to shine.
I see
you got like 8 rings on. You got more rings on than me.
Yeah,
I'm
a bit obsessed. But that's why I knew we'd get on with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because definitely. Also, I think what you just said was beautiful about the strings. I think that's really wonderful. Also, it's lovely that you thought out the album title so much and you feel such a connection to it.
Yeah, I had like 2 titles before that, but this is the one that made more sense, you know?
It meant like something to you.
Definitely.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about the strings because I was like, I thought it might be maybe like we have this thing called Urban Dictionary. Do you have that in South Africa as well? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, checked Urban Dictionary because I was like, is it something that I haven't caught on to yet?
No.
Maybe it's South African Urban Dictionary.
What came up when you said
weird stuff I don't want to talk about. I was like, this is definitely nothing to do with
it. Yeah, well, we cleared that up. We know now.
We know, but it's actually a really beautiful. It means a lot more now that I know that as well. It's such a like nice thing.
Yeah, so. You could relate to it too in your own way.
Yeah, I do 100%. I think it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just can't wait to hear the songs tomorrow.
Yeah.
What made you choose to drop 2 on the same day? Just because everyone's been on you to get them out?
I've just been so quiet because I've been working on my album and just like my tour and everything. And I didn't really put out anything for like a couple months, like 4 months or over 4 months. So I just had to come back and just give my fans what they've been waiting for.
You're a good man.
You know. I'm generous. I treat my fans well.
As you know, FUBAR Radio is an uncensored station.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just double check. What is Nasty C? What does the C stand for? I'm just checking because if it was what I thought it was, you can tell me.
No, that's not it. No,
are you
that's
sure?
So wrong. No, that's not it. The C
just
actually.
Checking.
No, the C stands. and I don't even like saying this. It stands for cat, actually. The guy.
I love cats.
No, I don't need that. Type of reaction right now. I don't like that. It's actually the first guy to ever record me. The guy recorded my first song. I was 9 years old.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean it was a decent song. It was whack. Let me not lie, it was whack. But I used to listen to a lot of Lil Wayne and T.I. and those guys used to cuss a lot, especially Wayne. So I obviously used to just like cuss a lot too. And then this one day in the studio, he was just smoking with his buddies and whatever. And he was like, "Yo, that's a nasty." He was introducing me to his friends. He's like, "Yo, that's a nasty cat right there." And I just took it because I looked
that's
up to
so
him.
That's so sick.
Yeah. I looked up to him, so I took it.
Nasty cat as well is like, well, the way you say it sounds way cooler, but nasty cat is definitely something I'd be happy about being called if I was a rapper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, that's definitely cool.
Yeah, it's got something to it.
He thought you were good, even though your rhyming was whack at 9.
Oh, it was whack. It was so whack.
But maybe to a normal person, it was sick, but because you...
Because I was that young.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave me that credit.
I mean, 9 years old. Were you swearing in the songs at 9?
A bit too much. I was swearing as much as Wayne.
You're so naughty.
And I didn't even know about the stuff that I was talking about, to be honest with you.
You should be called Naughty C.
Yeah.
But anyway, glad we cleared that up. I just wanted to, you know, you had the opportunity on this radio to say whatever you wanted.
I got you.
And you told the truth, which is good. But you did have the opportunity to swear there if you wanted to.
Nah.
You're a good boy.
I'll keep it clean.
You keep it clean and keep it dirty on your songs, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, how long are you in the UK for? How long have we got you?
I'm here for 6 days. I'm really here for the One Africa Fest on the
2nd. Yeah, so exciting.
Yes, I'm there for that. I'm here for that. But I had to come just a little bit earlier, you know, just to connect with the people. Because the last time I was here, I didn't really get to do any interviews. I didn't get to interact with my fans like that. So this time, you know, I'm trying to be a part of the culture. Just learn more, take in more, work with a couple artists, meet a couple people, you know.
Yeah, it's. I think you need to get in the studio with people when you're here,
definitely. Yes, I made a promise to somebody that I work with at least one grime artist.
Please.
I have to.
Serious.
Oh, mandatory, I have to.
You should take a listen to Rams. We've got him on the show today. Mm-hmm. He's sick.
That sounds very familiar. I think I know Rams.
He did a track called Barking, which was huge.
Yeah, I think I know Rams.
I might link my ting from barking, 7 a.m. and I'm yawning. You've heard it, right?
Probably.
But yeah, you should hook up with him. There's so many amazing ones. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've got the Stormzy's, the Gigs, Skepta. But I would really like to see you link with the UK artists. I think it would be really
sick.
I have to.
I'm so in love with the scene out here. It's like so raw and so, it's like beautiful, man.
Have you tried any of our food?
Traditional food?
Well, just any of it, because it's...
Oh, yeah, I have.
It's mixed
very similar to what we have in South Africa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had something earlier on today. I don't even know what it's called, really. But it's very similar to what we call isigwaqane.
Oh, wow. That's an amazing word. Can you say it again?
Isigwaqane.
Wow.
Try it.
I could listen to you say that all day. Seriously, that's like the best word I've ever heard.
Yeah, but it tasted very similar to that. It felt like I was at home.
So what does it consist of? What's inside it?
It was... I think it's like rice with beans in it, but we usually do it with putu. Oh, you don't even know what that is, do you?
Putu. I'm learning, though. I want to learn. I'm going to go to South Africa next year.
Maize meal?
No.
You know maize meal? Oh, my God. You need to try it.
We need to. I'll come over and you can make me dinner.
Please. You need to try it.
I really want to. But we've been, as long as we've not let you down and you've been eating well.
Oh, no, you haven't.
I think it's important, you know?
Yes, you've got
to fuel that music inside you, otherwise.
The whole culture, the whole thing, I had to feel.
And you're off to New York after this, are you?
Not right after this. I'm going to Berlin and then Amsterdam.
Ooh.
Then I might try and stop over in New York.
Oh. But then when are you going to film the ASAP
film? We haven't really confirmed the date for that, but that's definitely going to happen. That's not part of this travel. This like tour.
Oh, it's the next one.
Yeah.
God, you're traveling everywhere, aren't you, mate?
I have to. You know, that's how, when you're the coolest kid in Africa, you have to do that type of stuff.
That is so sick. I really like you. Do you want to stay forever?
I don't mind. Shit, I don't mind. We can stay.
I'm going to let you go in a minute, and we're going to play one of the tracks from your previous album. By the way, which you gave away for free, Bad Hair.
Yeah. Just me being nice to my fans.
You wanted to give a gift to your fans. I think that's lovely. And then you did a little sort of extra version, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which featured French Montana.
Yeah.
Which is like six.
Crazy.
Six song.
Crazy, crazy song. Shout out to French.
I think what you're doing is really exciting. I really think you're incredibly talented and obviously you're spitting incredibly well. But actually, I'm just really excited that you've come over here and that you're going to start doing loads of performances over here and stuff because we need to hear your music.
Oh, yeah, I have to.
We
have
need to. It on the radio in the UK.
It's about time. Oh, you guys will get the whole thing. I wish I could give you guys the whole album right now.
Please do.
I wish I could.
Let's just do a play-by-play of each track.
Shit, I wish I could. We'd play it right now.
Well, let's play a little bit of music right now. It's been a pleasure, Nasty C, to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's an honour.
Thank you for coming all the way to South Africa just to see me. From South Africa just to see me. Mm-hmm. Even though you were actually in Lagos, but still a far journey.
I was just there for like 6 hours because I had to go play something for my label mates. Just so they hear.
Oh, we just popped into Lagos for 6 hours,
yeah,
just normal.
6 hours, this is stuff, by.
God, can we swap lives, mate? Okay, this is Hell Nah. Hell Nah.
Hell Nah.
Yeah, because I can't say it because I'm English. It sounds like Hell Nah.
You
that's right.
That's
Hell Nah.
Yeah,
okay,
hell nah.
Cool. I'm cool now, guys. Thank you so much. Come back soon.
I will.
Good luck this weekend, and hopefully we'll see you back in the UK very, very soon.
You will. Thank you.
Am I ever gonna quit? Hell no, will I dumb it down a bit? Hell no, am I running with the shit? Fucking right, I bring the levels to this bitch. You know you right, my nigga, ever gonna quit?
Hell no,
hell no, will I dumb it down a bit?
Hell no,
hell no, am I running with the shit? Fucking right, I bring the levels to this bitch. You know you.
I'm making music for niggas in suit and ties. They all got a money and evil smile. That's ending conversations with her. I let my people call your people line. I rap for the ones still in high school, probably my age, and they think I'm cool. For the little ones calling me uncle. Shit, you know I do it for the dimes too. I'm trying to find out where my mind is. I don't think I'm crazy, I'm beyond it. Every girl I'm with is either blessed or obsessed or dressing and looking like Beyonce. And I'm the jiggy jigger, yeah, I'm on it. It's not a thing I hate more than a contract. I've been killing niggas since I was the kid that rushes home just to play Mortal Kombat. I'm too wavy like the foreman. I could really bring it to your doorman. I don't think you wanna get embarrassed by the young king, no man. I'm the leader, now just get behind me. You know you like my shit, you can't deny it, bro. I came up like boom, boom, boom. Dead silent, someone get the bodies, get the bodies.
Am I ever gonna quit? Hell no, will I dumb it down a bit? Hell no, am I running with the shit? Fucking right, I bring the levels to this bitch. You know you right, my nigga, ever gonna quit?
Hell no,
hell no, will I dumb it down a bit?
Hell no,
hell no, am I running with the shit? Fucking right, I bring the levels to this bitch. You know you.
The real ones listen to me when I tell my story. The fake ones always wanna write it for me. I never wanted to rain on your parade. I started doing all of this for some white Jordans. Now I made it clear to the store manager, nigga, I want this shit delivered to me. It's like all the niggas that you all praise are just some other niggas to me. And Diamond Down is a motherfucking mission for me. I know a couple that could use a couple lyrics from me. I make all of my women look into a mirror for me. And then I tell them, would you please pick a pillow for me? Aw, oh, nigga, would you please cry a river for me? Put a pistol to your head and put a trigger for me. Tell me, do you want a kidney or a liver for me? If you hate me, then why do you log into Twitter for me? Aw, oh, isn't this a bitch, though?
Yeah.
A short nigga came and hit a switch, ho.
Yeah.
I'm doing every day and night shift just to get it, cause you ain't really hot until your wrist cold.
Yeah.
Can't somebody order me some chill, though?
Yeah.
I really never ever had to chill, bro.
Yeah.
But I'm giving everybody chills, nigga, chill, chill, chill. Can somebody get the window? Damn, can somebody get the window?
Am I ever gonna quit? Hell no, will I dumb it down a bit? Hell no, am I running with the shit? Fucking right, I bring the levels to this bitch. You know you right, my nigga, ever gonna quit?
Hell no,
hell no, will I dumb it down a bit?
Hell no,
hell no, am I running with the shit? Fucking right, I bring the levels to this bitch. You know you right, my nigga.
What else? You tell me. We'll be right back.
hurdles that I overcame. I told him as a youngin' it would know the name. You should pull up to the hotel, man, it's so insane. I'm kicking bitches out the trap house like I'm Tory Lanez. Look at all the hurdles that I overcame. I told him as a youngin' it would know the name. You should pull up to the hotel, shit is so insane. I'm kicking bitches out the trap house like I'm Tory Lanez. Yeah, I like my girls high like standards. They gotta pop like Jackson. They gotta be above average. They gotta take the dick like Chance. You know you with it with your friends that don't know Jesus. And that ass thick as thieves. I'm just at him trying to eat the apple bottom off Eve. I'm trying to inspire man, do it for the youth. So I'm a cop a whip and say hell nah to the roof. Hell nah to the ceilings. Fuck limits. This ain't that kiddie flow, so I can't have you ducks in it. I'm married to the hustle and I'm stuck with it. It's bad hair season, nigga, fuck with it.
Nasty C, ladies and gentlemen. What a sweet boy. Sweet, sweet boy. Now, I have Preston in the studio.
Hey.
Hello, mate.
Hi.
How you doing?
Not too bad, yourself?
Very, very well. It's hot, though, today.
Proper.
Are you enjoying it? You're quite dressed,
I mean, I'm just for every, you know.
Okay, so you can layer up and layer down.
There we go.
Okay, so you're feeling fairly warm right now?
Yeah, I'm fairly warm right now, but, you know, I'm out all day.
But you look good, though.
Thank you very much.
Sometimes you got to put fashion before boiling alive.
That's it.
You know? So we're going to play a little bit of FaceTime in a minute, but tell me a little bit about it. It's your brand new track.
Yeah, it's my brand new track. It's just a little vibe, a little summery vibe. It's just something I put together with my little team and whatnot.
So I wanted to ask, because FaceTime is an interesting one, in that a lot of people use it because they're worried when they're dating someone new that maybe they haven't met yet.
A little catfish.
Were you scared of getting catfished? Is that what came up with it? Because I've seen that program, Catfish. I've seen the amount of people that do that weird thing where they hide their face on the FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you need to get that face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it helps. It speeds up the process, knowing all the dating scene right now. It's not really a phone call situation all the time. You don't really want to waste your time, do you?
No, and also, you know, it's quite an in-depth thing to do, FaceTime.
Especially if you don't know much about each other.
So is there any pre-prep you do before a FaceTime call? Like, do you moisturise? Is there, you know, wash your face? Because, you know, you've got to look your best if you're talking to your new beau on FaceTime.
All I'm saying is the lighting. The lighting needs to be banging.
That's okay. The lighting. Yeah. This is where I've been going wrong, because I look like a mongoose on FaceTime. I definitely avoid it at all costs. Yeah.
Well, you just got to find good lighting.
Got to find the good lighting. Because I noticed as well, you've got some, like, on your Instagram, it's like you've got the poses down. Yeah. You know what you're doing. Is that something you've been working out for a long time, or was you born naturally, the pose was on point?
I mean, I've got loads of siblings, so it's one of those ones where if we're taking pictures of each other, you've got to get it down pat straight away.
Okay, right. So what on earth? Because my brothers would never, they would deliberately sabotage me. So your siblings are nice and they actually take nice pictures of you?
Yeah, for the most part.
Really missing out.
For the most part.
God, you're lucky. So you studied music business before you went behind the mic. What did you learn? What can you impart to us about the music biz that you learned when you were studying?
The relationship between your fans, like, keep going hard. Even if you feel like it's not paying off today, keep going hard. I've learned so many different revenues of income in the music business.
This is the interesting thing, because a lot of artists specifically don't know about, you know, the PPL and all that stuff.
None of that. And that's why so many artists say, oh yeah, my first deal was the crappiest deal of my whole career. Do you get me? Because they don't know that. All they know is the music and whatnot. You need to be able to have a team around you, but also know when they're messing up, when they can do better and whatnot. So yeah, knowledge is power.
And when you were coming into the music industry, born and raised in Charlton in London,
What
was it like? Was there a good music scene? Was this people you surrounded yourself with into music, or did you just come solo into it and you were like, oh, I just like this?
Personally, I came solo because in Charlton, the whole scene looked almost like it was out of my reach. It's almost like, oh, one of those things where you see celebrities on TV, they seem, the whole world seems so far-fetched from you. And so when I went into, I started doing vocal lessons. My vocal coach, she's the one that introduced me to the school that I did go to, BIM. She was just like, if you want to take your career seriously, that's where you need to know. Like, you need to know the business side of it. So that's when I started. That's when it kind of fell into place. The right place at the right time, mm-hmm. the right open mic night, meeting the right people that will bring you to the studio and whatnot. It took a while, but I think I've got the hang of it now.
And yeah. I saw you were dropping an EP soon.
Yeah.
When's that coming? When can we expect it? And what's it called? Tell us everything you can about it.
At the moment, I'm just working with different producers at the moment. So it's really early stages of the EP. Got a couple tracks and whatnot already in the bag and whatnot. I'm just trying to find a cohesive body of work. And
yeah,
I think it's going to come out top of next year. But I'm doing everything I can to make sure that it's released in the right way.
And is there any UK artist or US artist that you'd be up for, you'd be really excited to sort of collab with on your work?
Ooh, right now I'm liking what the whole Afro soul movement that's happening in the UK and across the world, actually. So you've got artists like Wizkid that's crossed over and just done the Afro Republic festival that he did the other day. He's done it great, so I would like to collaborate with him because he's done all the Drakes or the whatnot. So he's making being African cool again. Do you get me? Because the world is appreciating our music and our rhythms and our vibes and whatnot. So artist wise, I'll say Wizkid definitely. Melodically, Drake is a great one. He's versatile. He's very versatile. And that's literally it right now. More so producers.
So what producers are you loving?
I definitely like Pooh Bear.
Oh yeah,
he's an American one. I like Rico Love. He's a great one. Who else do I like? Spells. He's an Afrobeat.
Sick.
Producer.
So you've got a few people in the pipeline that you want to try and get to.
Definitely.
Sick. That's really exciting. I'm going to play a little bit of FaceTime now. Uh-huh. It's a really, I like it. It's a cute song. Yeah. Your voice is really beautiful on it.
Thank you.
What's the next one going to be? Are we going to hear more about texts? Are we going to downgrade this girl to like picture messages? Or what's going to happen? Or are we going up in the world with this?
We're going up. We're going much more rhythmic, melodies and guitars and proper, full on. I don't think, it's a departure from FaceTime, but it's on the right direction.
But I think that's exciting, you know. You've got to have a progression in some way.
Yeah.
And actually, if you feel just like the music you're creating right now is where you need to be, that's great. And this song's a sick tune. Mm-hmm. I really like it. It's a little summer piece,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Which is helping us with this sort of boiling hot weather we've got at the moment. Well, let's have a little play. Thank you, Preston, so much.
That's all right.
I'm Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. We're going to play a little bit of FaceTime now. Preston, do you want to introduce it for us?
This is my new track called FaceTime, and I hope you enjoy it.
Why don't you call me on this time.
Every time I answer, you're playing with the light, trying to make those angles right. Talking about your highlight, like I know what that is. I don't need the drama. Girl, you better get it right. You know you better get it right. 'Cause when push comes to shove, close just ain't close enough. I still need more of ya, of ya. You know I can see you, babe, but you know that I need you, babe. I won't let time and place get in the way of what I've gotta say. Why don't you call me on this time? Girl, you know me, I'll make time. Girl, you know we don't waste time. Why don't you call me on this time? Girl, you know me, I'll make time. Girl, you know we don't waste time. If you ain't going out tonight, don't you forget me, no. If you don't go downtown tonight, you ain't gotta be alone. You got my number on your phone. Hit my line up anytime. I 999 works good. You know I'm always ready. Short back and sides. I told my papa, go steady. It's all for you, baby. 'Cause you never disappoint, no. It's not a day you're never looking on point, no. 'Cause when push comes to shove, close just ain't close enough.
I still need more of ya, of ya. You know I can see you, babe, but you know that I need you, babe. I won't let time and place get in the way of what I've gotta say.
Why don't you call me on FaceTime? Girl, you know me, I'll make time. Girl, you know we don't waste time. Why don't you call me on FaceTime? Girl, you know me, I'll make time. Girl, you know we don't waste time. If you ain't going out tonight, don't you forget me, no, no, no. If you don't go downtown tonight, you ain't gotta be alone. You got my number on your phone. If you ain't going out tonight,
I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Two nights in a row, as you go, I've been smoking. Two nights in a row, now I know that it's broken. Somebody else. I think you're out there with someone else, somebody else. I think you might be with someone else. I left all the lights on. I been sleeping with no clothes on. You never came home. In a row, where'd you go? I've been smoking. Two nights in a row, now I know that it's broken. You've been dancing with somebody, on the streets with somebody. Two nights in a row, where'd you go? I've been smoking. Nobody else, you say. There's no one, but I can tell. All by myself. Why can't you need me and nothing else? I left all the lights on, sleeping with no clothes on. Baby, I been staring at a blank phone. You never.
On a Tuesday, who's paid? That's me, oh yeah. I'm a flirt, you alert, worst curve when the birds chirp, chirp on my nerves, oh yeah. Don't be sad, look alive, Nikki. Damn right, she gon' dance on my damn dickies. I mean, when's the last time you danced on me? Shit, when's the last time you even looked? Testing you like a dummy, you think it's dark, but it's sunny. I feel it all in my tummy, you think it's sweet like a sunny. I'm never bummy, you're scummy, you're paranoid like a bunny. You're dead to me, you the drug and the junkie. Pretty penny, so I don't know where to start. Tag along, I'm a vagabond to your heart. I mean, what can I say? I'll try to you like.
Two nights in a row, where'd you go? I've been smoking. Two nights in a row, now I know that it's broken.
Hello, everyone. everybody. Mae Mueller's in the studio.
Hi.
It's been such an exciting day for music in here.
Oh, well, I know. I've been hearing from the other room. I'm literally like, my ears are like, ping.
Yeah, there's some good people come through, including
great
you.
Great people. Oh, well.
And now here you are.
I know. This is my first radio interview, so I'm very excited.
Welcome.
Thank you.
To the world of radio.
This is like proper.
Yeah.
This is like real life right
and
now.
We have like serious knobs and buttons and stuff.
I can see. Serious knobs going on.
You've got a serious great suit on.
Do you know what? I just came from the, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's really embarrassing. The Ivor Novello Awards.
Babe, that's exactly correct. Ivor Novello.
Yes.
Smashed it on the first go.
Nailed it.
We'd have never known.
Yeah, I literally had to leave there early, which was...
oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Thank you.
I was excited for this. And awards scare me a little bit, so I was like, but it was a cool experience. It was good.
They are a bit weird, right? Was it your first?
No. I've been to a few, but it was actually really nice because it was all about songwriting, obviously, which is something that I
know a little bit about.
Oh,
did you just do an Australian accent?
So this is really embarrassing.
Oh my god, let's do the whole interview.
Me and my manager,
Australian.
We have Australian alter egos.
Oh my god, what's yours called?
Well, I'm sort of I go between Carmen and Sarah.
I like Sarah.
Shall
she
I stop?
Seems
I
nice.
Just she, no, she comes out and I can't stop her.
Hannah is my AP and she's Australian and I cannot
Hannah,
stop taking
I'm
a
so
piss.
Sorry.
Because I don't mean to do it in a bad way. I just do it because I'm copying.
It's a place of love.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway.
Let's stop because I'll...
No,
I
we've
won't.
Created that. That's great. I'm glad we've had that moment together.
Now it's out there for the world. So.
But I met her for the first time and within 5 minutes I was like, anyway, I'm going to start talking like that. And she was like, what are you doing? I was like, this is going to happen a lot.
It's the little voice inside your head like, don't do it. Don't
oh my
do
God,
it.
And then you do
and
it.
And then you just fucking do it.
Yeah, 100%. You just said fuck and then your eyes were like, I saw you panic and I was like, don't
but
worry.
But I remembered. I said, oh yes.
But it's the best thing in the world, especially for people doing their first ever interview.
Exactly. And
when I watch you panic and then realise it's the most wonderful thing in the world.
I've got a proper potty mouth as well. So it's like, this is probably... a good thing but
so
you're not straight
and that's why I'm here.
My eyes was like, oh god.
So let's talk about music. After Hours EP is out.
Yes,
now
it's out, been out for a little bit.
We've got videos.
Yeah, we've got two videos.
We've got things to look at.
I know,
and they're very nice, viewable, enjoyable videos. The fashion's on point.
Do you know what, I think visuals are always really important, and my manager is just like, She does like more than a managing role, so she literally like creative directed the whole thing. So I have her to thank for that because everyone seems to love them, which is really nice.
Yeah, Jenny, I really like.
Yeah,
I watched both and they're both awesome. But
that was
I really
a lot of
like
fun.
Jenny,
we shot in a car park. It was in December, and I was in like this little mini skirt.
You were,
and I was like, ugh. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Do you know what I think is impressive about that? Is I couldn't tell, because every time I filmed me for the show or for something else in the winter, I looked like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
We had an MUA on point.
Babe, doesn't matter for
you
me.
Know, she was patting. She was patting down.
My makeup artist is incredible, but he still cannot cover up Rudolph. Anyway, let's talk about the music. So, really exciting that the hoodie song has got over a million streams.
I couldn't believe it. It was such an exciting moment for me.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was good.
And also, of course, as part of the EP, it's very exciting that you can have a song that's hitting the sort of viral element, you know?
Yeah, do you know, it was really nice because I wanted my first single to not be too like overbearing, and I just wanted it to be like a nice intro. And I think I was a bit scared because I didn't know what to expect, but people seem to really like it, and people just can chill to it or get ready to it or just, I don't know. I think it went down well. So
the thing I think about your music is that it is very linked to people. Like,
yeah,
I can imagine a lot of people listening to it and connecting with it because you're actually talking about things that happen in everyday life.
Yes, that's what's most important to me, rather than thinking about, oh my god, what genre of music am I, what style am I, like what kind. It's like, no, because I just want to be able to say things that people can go, I've been through that, like mm-hmm. I know what that's like, and sometimes say things that people might not want to say, but they think inside their heads, like, I'll just say anything, I don't care.
But that's good, that's the whole point of being a musician. I mean, you've got to understand that sometimes you're going to have people that are going to be like, I don't agree with that. But that's just what music is.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be in a session and I'll be sort of, we'll be brainstorming and I'll be going through lyrics and they'll be like, will you actually say that? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, okay, cool.
Yeah, go for it.
But yeah, no, it's a lot of fun.
And the track Jenny is obviously about a guy who was a bit of a knob.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing you don't speak to him anymore.
Do you know what? Okay, I'm going to really disappoint you now.
You're going out with him.
No. It's like, it wasn't really like a personal experience for me.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
It's a bit of storytelling. Because obviously everyone's, it's quite sad, but like every girl's been treated poorly by a man or their partner, whoever. And so I just knew it's just part of the female experience. And instead of writing it in a more typical way, I just wanted to sort of do a bit tongue-in-cheek and just, sort of say it and just make it a story, really.
Yeah.
And give it a name.
So it didn't directly happen to you, thank God.
No, I mean, no.
But I'm guessing it's a sort of yes, but
every girl's like been through that, and but it wasn't. I wasn't writing it going, yeah, like he's gonna hear it, and they're gonna do this, and like no one was in my head. I literally just wanted to write something that a girl would be like, yes, honey.
Well, that's why, because a lot of people are like, you know, they're like, oh my God, Ed Sheeran wrote that song about Ellie Goulding or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, I think he's probably sat there like, well, I wrote it a bit about this person, a bit about this person, a bit about this person. It's more experiences. And then on the flip side of that, some artists haven't written the song. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can link it to your own personal experience, but it doesn't have to be.
Exactly. I think I actually only recently started writing from like raw, like personal experience, like raw emotion. They haven't been released yet, but before I would just sort of
take experiences and
take
work
experience and yeah, but yeah, only recently have I literally been like, how am I feeling, what have I just gone through, and like written it down on paper and turned it into music, which is like quite a big thing for me. I'm quite scared.
And so what's the difference? Is there a notable difference in the music, or do you feel differently about
I feel differently about music. Like when I used to hear people say all the time, you know, music is like therapy, and obviously I'd never really I'd never really experienced that, but over the past few weeks it's so true, and I don't think I could have got through the last few months without writing. It's insane. It's like a weight just gets like lifted off of you, because it's like this output, and you're just able to say what you feel and not feel guilty, and then you're actually maybe helping other people get through the same thing. It's just really satisfying.
I can completely understand that, but the problem is, right, okay, if I was a singer, which I'm not, thank God, I would, my songs would be like, this person on the tube really pissed me off, and then I followed them and gave them evil look. Like, it would be so lame. Like, I couldn't.
That sounds lit. I would love to hear that.
Oh my God, let's make a song about that person annoyed me on the tube.
Let's do it.
But that's the kind of thing.
You annoying person at the tube. I hope you're listening.
But that's the thing. It's like, how do you like go so deep? Because I think I would just always talk about stupid stuff. Like, I ran out of cereal.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, unless you've gone through something which makes it happen. Like, because, you know, I think then it, you know, if you're really feeling a certain way, then it will just come out in your music naturally. But there was this one session I did with this guy Glenn Roberts, who's amazing, and I was in like a very fragile state of mind, and I went in and
were you hungover?
No, I was just very like, I was feeling emotions heavily.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was one of those ones, and but I had to go in, and he could see it, and I was explaining to him, you know, how I was feeling and how I was sad, and I literally had a notepad. He had a notepad, and I was just talking and like just saying everything on my mind, and we were just writing it down. It was literally, he was my therapist for like 8 hours, and then we literally took all these like raw feelings and just turned them into lyrics. So it's honestly the most honest piece of music I've ever written.
That's amazing,
it's
though.
Wild.
But that's so exciting, because you've got to progress through to different sections of where you're going.
Exactly.
And like, After Hours is you expressing your feelings at that time, which was to express other people's feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, I got a little bit of a Lily Allen, Kate Nash vibe from you. And in the sense that also it's kind of like in your accent as well.
Yeah.
'Cause obviously they're both London based artists.
I really try my hardest to like not because sometimes it is quite hard. You sometimes do slip into a bit of an Americanized accent when you're singing. And I really try hard to like stay true to what I actually sound like.
You do,
life.
And you do, because that's what I got it from. It was very raw and very sort of chatty, and like that's why I think you probably really appeal to young girls who are wanting to hear someone that's talking about stuff that's quite funny.
That's very important to me. Very important. Like I say some, you know, I say quite a lot, I write music. I tend to write music that I wish I could have listened to when I was 15. Because sometimes it makes, when you hear something and you go, oh my God, that, you know, they're feeling exactly how I'm feeling, or I don't know, it helps, doesn't it? It's a bit shit, but when someone's going through something at the same time as you, it does make you feel a bit better. Like.
But sometimes you just want to feel as well. Yeah. Even if it might not be that someone, a guy, picked someone else over you, it might be that something else has happened, but you might just want to feel a bit like that. So you listen to a song that's going to bring out those emotions.
Yeah, exactly. Just a bit ag.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, but
just let it all out. Sing, just like you can just like sing it to the top of your lungs. Just be like Sass Queen.
It's cathartic.
Yeah.
And also, I'm excited to see where we go with your next music, because if from what you're saying is true, I think it will be, there's no doubt that it's not going to have a different element to it, you know?
I think it is sort of different because I'm in a different place in my life, and obviously that
it's always going to be different every time you make music.
But I'm really excited about it. I'm proud of it. So as long as I'm proud of it, I think that's the main thing.
And I think for now, I really enjoyed listening to After Hours. It was really fun.
Thank you.
And it doesn't take itself too seriously, which
No, definitely not. I just think what we do for a living is really fun.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think we might as well just have fun with it and make people laugh sometimes.
And Two Inch Punch produced the EP, right? Who's worked with Caliuches, Rex Orange County, Sam Smith, like Jesse Ware, everybody.
He's amazing, and he has really, really helped me through this journey, I would say, because he's always there for advice, and we just get each other, and he knows what I like, and it just really helps when you get on with someone like that. But yeah, he was pretty much, there's a bit of, like, he's done something on every single part of the song, but then John Calvert, who's amazing, he produced After Hours, and then my good friend Oscar Scheller, I write a lot with him, he's great. He wrote BBA with me, which is really cool, which is one of my favourites.
It sounds like you've got a really good team around you of writers and producers and people working with you to kind of bring out the best in you.
Yeah, I feel I'm really, really lucky with my team and the people I'm surrounded with, because it's more than like a work relationship with us. I think that everyone brings out the best in me and what I do. And when I'm not doing the best that I can, they let me know, which is also really important.
But also, I think it's really lovely that you're aware and you're like, it's not just me. It's like the whole team of people working together to create.
Of course. Like, as an artist, I would not be here without the people behind me, especially like my manager. We met a year ago. We were both not in music. Had no idea what the hell we were doing, and now it's like I'm on a radio station, mate. FUBAR.
Ayo!
What's going on? Wild.
Also, you did a gig with Ellie Ingram at the Jazz Cafe.
I supported her in a Jazz Cafe, and we went to Bristol and we went to Brighton.
So sick. I love Ellie Ingram.
It was really, really great, and she was so lovely. Like, if you follow her on Instagram, the exact way she portrays herself on her stories, she's exactly the same. She's honestly, she made me feel really comfortable, because I think she knew I hadn't really done something like that before. And yeah, she made me really comfortable. And it was nice, because it wasn't an overwhelming, like they weren't overwhelming venues, but they were obviously iconic, which was really amazing. But it just made me not afraid of live, doing live anymore, because before that I was like, I can't do it, I can't imagine being able to get on stage and do it. But after that, now I'm ready to go. I want to do it again. And I want to do it again.
Have you got any more gigs coming up this year?
I would like to do a gig in like September, which is a bit, you know, it's a while away, but I've got a few singles coming out in between that time. And
well,
I think
got to kind of hold off and let the music absorb.
Exactly. And obviously a gig is way more fun when you can sing the words and you know more of the songs, and I sort of want that for the people that come down. But In a perfect world, I'd like to do a gig in September.
So we've got to keep our eyes out. And then this new music you're working on now.
Yeah.
I know you've literally, I mean, a couple of, like, not too long ago, dropped your debut EP.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to pressure you too much.
Mm-hmm.
But when is the next stuff coming? Oh, we don't know.
I'm looking at my manager. Can I
15,
say?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. No, I can say I'm allowed. I got the A-OK. So my next single is coming out on the 15th of June.
Which is like 2 weeks away.
I know! I'm honestly so excited. I'm really proud of it. Produced by 2inch, which is, so it's going to be a banger, obviously. And it's, I think it's really good.
So we've got a whole summer to absorb the first. Oh. It's another EP, did you say?
No, not an EP. It's a single.
I was going to say, girl, what have you been up to? No, like, banging them out.
I've got about 20 songs in the safe now. Because the last thing I dropped was about 6 months ago now. So literally from then, I've been in the studio like nearly every day, and I've got about 15 to 20 songs that I will be able probably to be able to release one day.
So 15th of June, right, is the first
15th of June is when the next single is coming out,
and then probably a sprinkling of other ones,
a little sprinkle during the summer. You'll definitely be hearing some summer tunes from me.
Lovely,
so,
May. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's been so lovely.
I hope your first radio interview hasn't been too scary.
No. You've been great. I feel right at home.
Oh, good.
And the aircon is doing bits for me right now.
Oh, my God, babe. Stay in here all day. It's totally cool. We're going to play BBA now.
Yeah.
And it's your favourite, which
is
great.
It's my favourite.
Well, hopefully you can come see us in September and we can chat more about the
amazing
new songs you've dropped.
I would love to, definitely.
But in the meantime, do you want to introduce BBA for us?
This is Mae Muller, and my favourite tune, BBA, is here.
But baby boy, I've never been lonely.
You think you're with it, but you haven't even scratched the surface. Hit it, then quit it, then go bragging to your boys like I did it, and I'm the shit. And they say you're the baddest now. Do you feel established somehow? Validate your life with clout. But what about her? What does she deserve? And I can be the one for you, but I also have the next man too. I know you think you got the control. And do you think that I'm so damn rude? But I am just a female, you so save your ego. Easier to call me a hoe. You got your eyes on me. But baby boy, I've never been lonely. Tryna gas me up, but you ain't no G. Acting like it's my first time, please. I ain't no fool. You keep on looking at your phone, but he ain't gonna text it. A message, he's already on to the next. So save yourself the headache, cause girl, you are the baddest now, with no clown to fool you round. So dust it off and come downtown. Believe there ain't no boys allowed. And I can be the one for you, but I also have the next man too. I know you think you got the control. And do you think that I'm so damn rude? But I am just a female, you so save your ego. Easier to call me a hoe. You got your eyes on me. But baby boy, I've never been lonely. Tryna gas me up, but you ain't no G. Acting like it's my first time, please. I ain't no fool.
Joining us on FUBAR Radio, and I'm very excited to have Rams in the building with me. How's it going, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really well. I mean, you must be a little bit more better than good. You've just had your second top 40 hit
Yeah.
Getting the charts family tree. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, to be honest. Like, when I first saw the tweet from Official Charts, I was like, wow, I've done it again. Like, you like feel some type of way. It's just like everything's so much weight off my shoulders, like, to show the world that I can not do it once, I can actually do it again.
But also, yeah. You came in on, obviously, Barking went absolutely insane worldwide, like, everybody was gassed.
Yeah.
It broke records, but also, it was your first song.
Yeah, you can say that. Obviously, being able to release songs before, but your first song properly on, like, Spotify and Apple Music, like,
the official sort of official, you can buy it for 79p type thing.
What actually counts. I think it's what everyone dreams of.
It literally like, is, though. Song, like, are all your friends incredibly jealous of you? Are they all listen, what is this thing that you have? Can you give it to us? Can we bottle it and sell it as merch on the Rams tour?
No, everyone's happy. Some people, do you know what's funny about it? Not everybody thought that it would do that. So I think that's why it's so good having your friends around sometimes. It doesn't mean they're not real because they'd never thought the song would do that, because not even I thought that would do that. So, but when they, yeah, the track speaks for itself, no.
It's a banger.
Literally.
It's a banger. But just quickly, I just want to double check if your ting has stopped calling you at 7 a.m. because that is horrible. Like, she should wait till at least 9 or
for real.
Whoever's calling whoever, wait till after 9 o'clock in the morning, surely.
Yeah. Now I'll speak to them, say, a couple of different girls at
around
the 7 o'clock time.
All right, okay, so it's a thing that you like to do. 7 a.m. is your sort of witching hour, is it?
The early calls are the best.
Right. Yeah. Because I would be absolutely livid if someone called me at 7 a.m.
Yikes.
So tell me, where are these other girls from? Is there different? Are you allowed to tell us that there's girls that are not from Barking?
I can't tell you where these girls are from.
Okay.
They're from different areas in London.
Okay, well, I'm...
Some cross country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in one or two.
In maybe America?
I would say... Oh, no, I can't say that. I was about to say it.
Okay, well, I'm from Walthamstow, so if you've not got any there, I'm free. If you're up for it. No? Okay, next time maybe.
I know one or two, maybe.
Okay.
I'm joking.
There's too many already.
I'm joking.
Damn, I missed my slot. I've noticed that your mum is amazing on Twitter.
Yeah.
She's incredible. By the way, you can get her at MelGY999.
Yeah. Yes, mum.
You're actually going to block her, I saw recently.
Yeah.
But she's incredible. She recently hacked her Twitter and said, "My mum is the best, written by my mum. Got to go before he catches me. Lol. Hi, everyone." Yeah. She's the best person ever. I mean, I've got the same problem. My mum comments stuff like, "Oh, wow, isn't she a great presenter and stuff?" And I'm like, "Mum, everyone knows you've got the same surname as me. Stop." Is there anything like embarrassing that your mum said online about you?
Yeah, she said some stuff where I just went, "What are you doing?" Because it's not even like her account's on private. Like, everyone can actually see it.
And yeah, I had a good look. I had a really good look.
It gets likes now as well, so it's like, oh, mum, this is a joke now, man. Like,
did she get to meet Stormzy again? Because I know she met him and got a really bad picture that didn't show.
Yeah. No, she never did. But so she must really meet him at Wireless.
Yeah, so Stormzy, like, you need to redo that picture because it needs to happen. She seems great, though. And it also linking in with the new single, Family Tree, obviously you wanted to shout out your family, your mum and all your friends. It's a really beautiful song and a beautiful video.
Thank you.
And it's nice that you kind of dropped something that was totally different from Barking as well.
Yeah.
Did you feel excited to just talk about something that was really close to your heart? I'm not saying that the girl from Barking wasn't close to your heart, but maybe, you know, family and friends.
For me, family and friends at that moment of time was how I was feeling. Especially because I feel that if the break wasn't so long from me dropping a song, I most probably, if I'm very, very honest, wouldn't have, like, dropped that song. And a lot of people wouldn't have said that. But for me, because the break was so long and so many things were going on behind the scenes, it was like, I need to say thank you to everybody that's helped from the minute Barking has dropped to, like, now, to, like, this day we're speaking right now.
And was it important to you to get all those people in the video?
Yeah, very important. Some people I'd seen for the first time. Like, it's so funny. But that's family for you. You see some memes, loads of new people every day.
And do you feel like you have really good support network with your friends and family?
Yeah. Yeah, very. Sometimes I feel that when you get to like a certain level, sometimes you feel that nobody's support doesn't really like count. But
even a stranger sometimes that can say like, yeah, listen, Rams, I think your music's sick. It's nice to have that.
Yeah, exactly. Like some days you can go out and you're just making the right moves where you don't get caught by anybody. But then it's like you can go out and then pictures, somebody saying nice words, and then you just start to remember like why you're actually doing this. So it's, yeah, sometimes it's like very good.
And you jumped on the Decline remix with Ray.
Yeah.
Which was a banger, by the way.
Thank you.
Really loved that track. Is there going to be any more collabs coming up soon that we can get excited about?
Yeah and no. If like, I'm honest to the public, there's not like, I wouldn't say a lot of people I don't like in the scene. I would just say, just not really connected with to work with.
Yeah, yeah. But then, well, also, you don't have share. To, yeah, you don't have to love everybody. But is there anyone you could pick out, whether it's here or in America or in another country, that you would be like, they're sick, I just really like their music, and I would definitely work with them?
I would say there's about five. Like, in the likes of UK, like Krypton, Conan, Jay Huss, Dave Stormzy, and Mostack. And then you've also got the other side of like American, like SZA, Her, Bruno Mars, like,
yeah,
those kind of artists, like Travis Scott, Migos, Drake, like those are people that I want to work with.
Quite a list of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go to Krypton Conan's ice cream shop yet?
Yeah, I've been there, yeah.
How is it? Because I've heard great. The food is incredible.
It's very good.
I need to get over there ASAP.
There, yeah, you do. It's a very good place.
And what did you like? What did you try there?
I've been there twice now. So the first time I went, I got the chicken and waffle.
Oof.
That was amazing. the nice waffle with the syrup.
Ooh. You don't really get that in England as well. It's quite an American thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly. And then the second time, I think I got a burger, but it was in like one of those panini buns. And it was like a double one.
Burger panini.
Yeah.
Take me to this place immediately. exciting summer coming up for you as well.
Yeah.
Obviously wireless, loads of festivals. You're going to do the Murky Festival in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Have you been to Ibiza?
I have.
Indeed. What do you think?
Well, it's ironic. I went to Ibiza last year to the Murky Festival.
And?
So, very good.
Yeah. Did you come back with a bit of a sore head?
A little sore head and not a voice. But it was very, very good.
Like, and is there anything you're super excited about this summer that you're going to be performing at or doing?
I was excited for wireless. Now I'm more like excited for wireless because of doing the first festival I was at, which was Portsmouth.
Yeah.
And going to Swansea. It's made me think like I'm going to be home. I'm going to go into London where everyone's going to be at wireless. So it's like, yeah, I'm very excited.
You're just gassed to be around like
yeah.
your mates and also like
yeah,
other
like
musicians that
come.
You really like.
Yeah.
Sick. Are you going to take your mum down?
Yeah.
You should get her to live tweet it.
Shouldn't it?
Mate, honestly, I want her to be my mum to live tweet my life. She's amazing. Well, thank you so much for having a little chat with us.
Right.
We're looking forward to what's happening the next of the summer. Are you going to be dropping any more tracks in the next few months?
Yeah, I've got a lot more songs that I've worked on. Maybe put together project, you never know. But yeah, something will be definitely coming very soon.
Sick. Well, it's lovely to meet you. Obviously, any slots come up in Walthamstow,
yeah.
I am available, so just let me know.
Yeah.
This has been Rams on FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose. We will see you. Well, we're going to play your track now, aren't we? So can you introduce it for us?
What one?
Family Tree.
Okay. So this is Rams with Family Tree.
Thanks, Rams.
It's okay.
That's my family tree. That's my family tree. No bad vibes. with just good energy. If you know about them, then you know about me, so that's my family tree. That's my family tree, from primary right through secondary. If you know about them, then you know about 10 years deep, I'm still the same company. I ain't never gonna change my company. Mom said, son, be careful of your company, because your company shows who you are. I went from nothing to something and still ain't changed. Still getting on a bus and a train. Still living in the same old place and still thank God for every breath I take. Mitchum, where I grew up. Before I leave my home, I do my shoes up. No spuds, just hug, show my crew love. When we roll to a show, we don't queue up. They wanna act like we're friends and they know us. Quick drop from night, yeah, they love us. You're the type of person I trust. No questions asked, you just always show up. That's my family tree. That's my family tree. No bad vibes, just good energy. If you know about them, then you know about me, so that's my family tree. That's my family tree, from primary right through secondary. If you know about them, then you know about me, yeah. People are eating too. If it's beef, my people are beefing too. If I'm dying, my people are dying too. I ain't got time, but I'm trying to make time for you. I don't speak anymore, I just make music. Got my family's back for anything they wanna do. So we stay strong every single time. When our highs and our lows come, I promise I'm always gonna get through. Mitchum, where I grew up. Before I leave my home, I do my shoes up. No spuds, just hug, show my crew love. When we roll to a show, we don't queue up. They wanna act like we're friends and they know us. Quick drop from night, yeah, they love us. You're the type of person I trust. No questions asked, you just always show up. That's my family tree. That's my family tree. No bad vibes, just good energy. If you know about them, then you know about me, so that's my family tree. That's my family tree, from primary right through secondary. If you know about them, then you know about me, yeah.
Was nice to go and catch up with him. On that note, we were talking about his mum and her Twitter antics. Mick Jagger has also been getting into a bit of social media, but he's sort of gone on the vibe of dad jokes. So he goes on his son's Instagram and leaves cringy comments and says stuff like, cool pic, looks like fun, which I don't have a problem with because that's what my mum does. She loves it. She also likes everything of mine on social media. The thing that slightly scares me is she watches my Instagram videos, and I don't vet those as much as I vet everything else. They're a bit more of the moment, so I do get a little bit scared sometimes about her seeing them. But it looks like Mick Jagger's doing it as well. He's actually touring at the moment with multiple support acts such as Florence and the Machine, Liam Gallagher, James Bay and the Kooks. Now, that's a pretty sick lineup for your support acts, I think. I'm pretty, to be fair, I mean, they are the Rolling Stones, of course, but to be able to have those kind of artists as your support acts is pretty sick. So big you up, Mick, because do you know what? Keep commenting, keep posting, keep liking and doing weird hashtags because I like it. And I think not long may it continue that the older generations just love to get involved in social media. You know, we always say that, you know, your mum doesn't want to get Instagram or whatever. And now they've got it. And now you regret it. Don't regret that. Mick Jagger, if you put cool pic on my Instagram, number one, I'd probably get a few more followers. And number two, I'd probably agree with you. It is a cool pick. We've got lots of music chat to come up in a little minute, but I'm going to play some new music now. Jay Huss has jumped back into the scene after his debut album. I'm really excited because you know that I love him. I managed to have a chat with him when I was working with Vivo at the Mercury Prize. He's a lovely guy, dresses incredibly well. Big Spang EP is out now. Now, I wanted to find out what Spang is because I didn't know. I saw that and I thought, what is that? Big Spang could be the sound of someone being hit in the face or over the head with a shovel. Onomatopoeic. Spang, I'm assuming, like that. Big Spang, I don't know. Or it could be the act of doing that. So hence spanging, spanged, or spanger. So in a sentence could be, he was like, your birds are right, Munter, but I've got me shovel, Andy, so I goes spang. That's, I just found this on Urban Dictionary, guys. Second is probably what it's related to, a good sense of style and moves, because that is definitely what J-Hoss has. He went on Animax show on Radio 1 and he played some of the tracks on the EP. We're going to play one now. I'm a big fan of his. I think he's a really, really talented artist. I'm excited to see what is coming for the rest of the year. Obviously, it's very nice of him to drop an EP after he's dropped an album. His album, by the way, if you haven't listened to it, is a really wonderful piece of work. I really enjoy listening. It's something you can put on and you can really play it. You can genuinely play it back to back and you will enjoy yourself for the whole ride. This is Dark Vader, J-Hus. Big up, J-Hus. Love you. Fanta with no ice, guys. You've got to remember that.
If I can, if I can, if I can, if I can, if I can have you, nobody can. Bare face so they all know who I am. If you saw what that skank done to the man, if you saw what that skank done to the man. If I can't have you, nobody can. Bare face so they all know who I am. If you saw what that skank done to the man, you wouldn't look at me, you go look your friend. Black boy come like a Dark Vader. Girl there looking like a Tomb Raider. Call my guy, tell him do me one favor. Leave the ends, come back a month later. All the praise goes to the maker. Auntie put rice in a container. If that girl bad, then I must take her. I'm not a stealer, I'm a taker. You don't wanna grind, he's a complainer. Them man never done a hard labor. I don't know what I want, but I want paper. Sit back, roll up, I want paper. They want to do me like Nelson Mandela. Talk about gal, man, get hella. Too much gal, I got a dilemma. Hood gal wearing bandana. If I can't have you, nobody can. Bare face so they all know who I am. If you saw what that skank done to the man. If you saw what that skank done to the man. If I can't have you, nobody can. Bare face so they all know who I am. If you saw what that skank done to the man. You wouldn't look at me, you go look your friend. I swear they can't do it how we do it. Every time I done it, I said I didn't do it. When I came with the click, it's like everybody thought it was G-Unit. Laugh at the old stress, cause we been through it. Pull up on anyone, I got issue it. When I learn how to hustle, I can teach you it. Every L I took, man, I needed it. Now the whole hood see me on the big tele. If that gal bad, give a big belly. You see me with a click, yeah, the click, dead it. Man, if you roll up a big segue, tell all the gangsta them to loosen up. I like that gal with a beauty spot. I stepped out of bed, I was Gucci'd up. Only make racks, so I don't do too much. If I can't have you, nobody can. Bare face so they all know who I am. If you saw what that skank done to the man. If you saw what that skank done to the man. If I can't have you, nobody can. Bare face so they all know who I am. If you saw what that skank done to the man. You wouldn't look at me, you go look your friend. Black boy come like a Dark Vader. Girl there looking like a Tomb Raider. Call my guy, tell him do me one favor. Leave the ends, come back a month later. All the praise goes to the maker. Auntie put rice in a container. If that girl bad, then I must take her. I'm not a stealer, I'm a taker.
Hey, what's up? This is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
So much food on the table. Why you wanna act like Judas? Everybody putting in work and you got bare excuses. But when they call your number, where you gonna run, I wonder? Tie your lace, fix your face, I'm your fitness instructor.
Run like a half flip, run like a half flip. Boom in the back tip, boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip, run like a half flip. Catch him, boom in the back tip, catch him, boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip, run like a half flip. Boom in the back tip,
one like say he's on the last leg of the relay. Run a man way down the road and catch him. If I don't, you will learn about the action replay. MC murderer. Make a MC change his title to hurdle. A man said his beef on the menu, cool. It's just shells and corn I'm serving. You run up and get done up, I don't play. I turn up till I bun up, you don't say. Service, I'm in the back of the club with a big body thing just twerking. Man try jump on the wave, they hate so much till it's hurting. I make man run like an athlete, you better pray that your stamina's working.
BBK will live forever, real friends don't die, they live together. Talking bars, we bring the pepper. Man wanna meet, better bring the cheddar. No long thing when I'm talking. Turn the MC to an orphan, cause we come for the big boy paper, and not for the liquor man portion. Boy, better know where the real is at. Can't see them man, they're eating at it. The roots of my deeply seeded at it. Lot of my niggas, they feeding at it. So man, I gotta shine right now. It's just money on the line right now. I keep telling them again, but they didn't wanna listen. That's all about grind right now.
Move humble, the roads where you catch me. I'm in an Uber, sat in the backseat. Pull up on the block in my right mind. 1-2 zoos got me stoned. High times. When it's my time, you best mine out. Touch a button, you're gonna find out. No security, no breading. The circle of bread your man can't get in. So take a look, but please don't touch. A little LOM vibe was enough. My crew are the waviest here. More wavy than the waviest here. And we bring the vibe you hate, to be fair. When you step onto the stage, when a man get air. Make the wrong move, that's long. Cause I roll out with the realest dons.
Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Boom in the back tip. Boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Catch him, boom in the back tip. Catch him, boom in the back tip.
We've been out here for ages, finally hit that top spot. North London grew up on a hot block. Now they say my bars are top notch, man I'm popular but not pop. I can tell you what's good fam, what's not. Aimed at the game and we hit the soft spot. Bar from a long shot, backstage looking all hot box. We got the ravers buzzing, been chasing, done a whole lot of running. Celebrate greatness, drinking and bunning. Not thinking about times when we didn't have nothing. We went from nothing to something. Can't be greedy, we can't be glutton. We didn't wanna let no one in, but we just running. Come through gunning, didn't see that one coming.
Once upon a time, yeah, you could call this a race. But I think nowadays, you have to call this a chase. And we came up with a plan all in a day. Yeah, we're too weird, we're too rare. All man need is one engineer. And they know that's MSM there. That's why we got the rest of them scared. These kind of riches, you can't rob it. Stand up on the high road, card in my pocket. You don't want it, over the bonnet. Trust me, I run down Sonic. It's not a mix CD if it ain't got dead man there. Man don't care and shut down on it. You don't want to lose your girl, so please don't come around bosses.
Unlimited vibes, vibe can't done. Fresh, clean. Bad man lungs. When man said run like an athlete, fam, you better run fast, cause man can run. Chase man around and hop over fences. Man's greyhound and run rings around a block of houses. Run a man down like T-1000.
Serious.
Finesse, won't break a sweat, but I'll kick man's back, foot, make man trip up. Stress, talking high pitched like an air hostess. You don't want none, you're on your ones. Talking about gun, blood, hush a gun. Fam, man ain't dumb, argument done. Serious, make a man run, run.
Run like a athlete. Run like a athlete. Boom in the back tip. Boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Catch him, boom in the back tip. Catch him, boom in the back tip. Run like a half flip. Run like a half flip. Boom in the back tip.
Boy, better know.
Boom in the back tip.
That's Athlete like featuring Goldie One.
Catch him, boom in the back tip. Catch him, boom in the back tip.
One of the top songs right now, loving that song. Very close to the end of the show now, guys. Big thank you to all my guests today. Cara Marnie, Nasty C, Preston, May Muller and Rams. What a jam-packed show we've had. Gosh, gosh, gosh. I'm going to finish today with my track of the week. It comes from King Princess. This is her debut single. She turned down her first record deal at the age of 11. Okay, just let that sit there for a sec. This is her debut single, 1950, and it's a really beautiful song. I'm quite addicted to it. You'll find it on all the playlists. Everyone's picking up on this. And it talks a lot about... it's a beautiful sort of exploration of unrequited love. You can find a little review of it online of Best Fit, which is where I was reading about it today. I just really like what she's doing. I think she's really, really, really exciting. I'm looking forward to what she's going to be doing over the next few months. And I think it's just a nice song to end the show on as well. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back next week from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. You can download all the podcasts and listen back at www.fubarradio.com. Plus, you can watch all our videos on YouTube. So make sure you go and check them out. We've got some great interviews on there. You know, chat to Post Malone, chat to so many great artists. Plus, Rams should be up there very, very soon. So keep an eye for that. This is King Princess. I've been Harriet Rose. On FUBAR Radio, finishing the show with my track of the day, 1950.
I hate it when dudes try to chase me.
But I love it when you try to save me, cause I'm just a lady. I love it when we play 1950. So cold that your stare's about to kill me. I'm surprised when you kiss me. So tell me why my guys look like you, and tell me why it's wrong. So away. He said I was pretty, that you didn't wanna live in a city where the people are shitty. I like it when we play 1950. So bold, make him know that you're with me. Stone cold, will you miss me? So tell me why my guys look like you, and tell me why it's wrong. So away. To save me, cause I'm just a lady. So tell me why my guys look like you, and tell me why it's wrong. So away.